Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was not so long ago that people acquired names because of something about them that would easily distinguish them from others. One easy way of doing this, you could say there may be countless numbers of men named Stephen in a town, but when you add the suffix son and it becomes the surname Stephenson, well, there are not so many people in a town who are the sons of Stephen, so it narrows it down a good bit. There might be dozens of women named Mary, but when it comes to the last name Cooper, well, there's only so many Marys in a village that come from a family that makes barrels, the Coopers, and so you'd know which Mary you were talking about. Native Americans have perhaps the most complex traditions surrounding names, and the naming of individuals, with the practice of giving a person one name in their infancy and their childhood, usually having something to do with a physical feature or some little behavior they had. I remember the movie Dances with Wolves, where one of the kids was named Smiles a Lot. That was his name. But that would not be his lifelong name, because usually describing that physical feature of infancy, in adolescence, it would change to something having to do with their character or their behaviors. And yet another name, oftentimes several names in adulthood, marking important events in their lives. But perhaps an equally significant naming culture is that of the ancient Hebrews, whose names also communicated significant character traits and were sometimes changed also. We can think of Abram, meaning exalted, whose name was changed to Abraham, father of nations. We can think of the way in which Jacob's name, meaning trickster, was changed by God to Israel, one who struggles with God, after he wrestled with a manifestation of God in River Jabbok. We also think of Saul's name seemingly changed to Paul in the New Testament. When we speak of God, we use the names Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, El Shaddai, Jehovah, Jehovah Tzidkenu, and others. But when we are speaking of names, it's not without consequence that at the interaction with God at the burning bush, Moses was greatly concerned to know the name of God, saying, "Suppose the people ask me your name, what shall I say?" And God's answer is this: "I am that I am. You shall say, 'I am has sent you.'" Here is the name, essentially identifying a paradox, something like the mystery of eternal being, the ground of being, out of whom all other beings derive their existence. The name of one with no beginning and no end, or perhaps even he is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega. In this name, we distinguish creature from creator. But on this day, we read from Isaiah chapter 9 and Matthew chapter 1, right in the middle of Christmastide. We are introduced to the amazing truth that our Lord Jesus also has several names. Isaiah writes, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Isaiah had also written in the 7th chapter these words repeated by St. Matthew: "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel," meaning God with us. But in the end, just one verse later, we learn one more name. The angel of the Lord had an instruction for Joseph that he obeyed. Speaking to Joseph, the scriptures say that speaking of Joseph, the scriptures say taking Mary as his wife, She brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. The name he was instructed to give, Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. To the list of all the names that we have heard Isaiah attribute to our Lord, and there are many others, surely the perfect name is Jesus. One of the reasons that it is the best name for our Lord at his incarnation is that it was a common name. The perfect name for one about whom it may be said, the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. There are even others in the New Testament with the name Jesus. After all, it's simply the Greek name, or the Greek translation of the name Joshua. And likewise, people continue to take the name Joshua, and in the Latino community, even take the name Jesus, which is quite literally Jesus. A name meaning God is salvation. Yahweh is salvation. Yeshua, Joshua, Jesus. A name taken by the Hebrew people as a name of hope is taken rightly by God and man made manifest. For the incarnate second person of the Holy Trinity, about whom the angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph, saying, "He shall save his people from their sins." This is no longer a hope. It is a name of victory. Jesus, the salvation of God. When we want to distinguish a common name from others who might have the same name, we give surnames like Cooper, Smith, Peterson. But when we speak of our Lord, it can be admitted that there were many Jesuses in the ancient world and many since, but there is only one Jesus the Anointed. There's only one Jesus the Messiah. There's only one Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God with us, Emmanuel. Jesus Christ is wonderful. Jesus Christ is counselor. Jesus Christ is the mighty God. Jesus Christ is, in a manner of speaking, the everlasting Father. And Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And when we say that we are Christians, we're saying that we believe our Jesus is the Christ, the Anointed One. And while we know that Jesus is anointed to do something, and assuredly so, we focus more on this on the Feast of Easter, this is not primarily what we speak of on the Feast of the Incarnation. During Christmastide, we acknowledge that Jesus is anointed to be someone, not only to do something. Jesus is the union of God and man. And because he is both common as we are and glorious as God, just by who Jesus Christ is, our lost and separated and dying and exiled human souls find a way back into the family of God. St. Paul, writing to the Galatians, puts it this way, we've heard today. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And then, if a son, an heir of God through Christ. In that crib, that manger, and that creche scene of the Holy Family that we see everywhere during Christmastide, we are seeing an absolute, indescribable miracle that has everything to do with us today, right now. That child in that manger is the one who created all things and sustains all things, and that child in that manger is Jesus Emmanuel, God with us. He has taken us into himself so that we who are in him are sons and daughters of God. Saint Mary was the first to have Christ literally dwell within her, but now he dwells in us and we in him. When Jesus Christ took that first breath into those little pink lungs, all humanity took in a breath of fresh air. Moses had approached a burning bush that burned and was not consumed, and he asked by what name God should be called. Saint Mary herself had carried God within herself like the burning bush, containing him, the fire of the presence of God, without being consumed. And so now his fire burns within us, and we are not consumed. We ask his name, Jesus Christ. He makes his dwelling in this world and in us as he breathes the air of that stable in Bethlehem. Saint Joseph had taken Jesus as his own, as an adoptive father. But at Christmas time, we wonder that as Jesus looked back up at him from that manger, as he looks back at us, this same Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, embraced Joseph and Mary and all humanity along with them, offering us in himself the adoption of sons and daughters of God. Come and worship. Come and worship. Worship Christ, the newborn King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.